Okay, we're holding a Reish Nun Aleph, and we are in middle of Sif Beis. Right, so we left off, we did Sif Katan Zayin, which is taking a haircut, Kol Hayoyim, even from a Saper Yisrael. So we're in the top of the end of Reish Nun Aleph, the top of the page. The Rama says, "V'yesh l'adam l'mayit k'sas b'limudei b'erev Shabbos, k'dei sheyochin tzarchei Shabbos." And a person should minimize a little bit his learning on Erev Shabbos in order to prepare for tzarchei Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ches, "L'chein in koyven yeshiva be'ezem mekaymes b'erev Shabbos." So because of that, they don't have yeshiva in some places, Erev Shabbos, so they should have time to prepare for Shabbos. Uvesefer Seder Hayoyim Kasav Dimrogel Lilmoy Dover Sheyesh Leikitzva. So the Sefer Seder Hayoyim writes that if a person has his rogel, in other words, he has a schedule, he's accustomed to learn something that has a set amount to it, so therefore, once he learns a set amount, he's not going to get schlepped into the sugya, because there's a set amount he learns every day, a daf, so he knows this is what he needs, and then he'll have time to prepare for Shabbos. Oy shaloy minim rabim, or if he's learning with a rabim, so ayyavat lanu. He shouldn't be mavatalit. Upirish Rashi ala sedra, mikri dover sheyesh leikitzva. Learning Rashi on that week's parsha, that's called a dover sheyesh leikitzva, that's called as a set amount. Aval kein leigazrinon shema yimashich ad halayla. Therefore, we're not afraid that he's going to be gets schlepped into his learning all the way till Shabbos, and he won't have any time to prepare. Now, v'imlo yimtza acharach lichnois, oza layikva limar babayker. Now, we already spoke about this a few times, that if he's going to say his shir, he's going to learn his seder, and then everything's going to be sold out by then, so then he should not be kaveh his learning in the morning, let him go shopping in the morning for tzarchei Shabbos, and he'll learn later, vayin lel b'simen reish nun, sherach l'mazeh b'vir halacha. That was that long bir halacha and reish nun that talked about before davening, in the morning, before Kriya Shema, is it Deiraisa, is it Asma, Divrei Kabbalah? That was that whole long bir halacha there. Kedei sheyachin sifkatan tes, v'meish le mishare sheyachin b'shvilei. So again, we have this idea that if he has someone who's able to prepare for him, so ain't tzarech, so then he doesn't have to be b'mayit in his limud, because the aside is that he should have for Shabbos his needs taken care of. So if he has no one else, he has to do it himself. But if he has someone to take care of it, so adarabba, let him learn, and they'll take care of it. And kol shekein, if he himself prepared on Thursday, bevada yuchal lomay kedarka, so he doesn't have to worry about it. He can learn regularly. This we had already also in Reish Nun, that even though it's taken care of, but there's a mitzvah for the person to do something physically himself. Now it's interesting over here that if you look in the Bir Halacha on V'yesh La'adam Lema'it, he says Nirsham, in the source, after the Ramah, he says, Shelta Gibayrim Perak Yudvav the Shabbos, Yushalmi Perakama the Tainus. Now this is interesting because today in Daf Yom Yushalmi is the last blot of the first Perak of Tainus, Daf Ches. I'm glad to drop behind in Zion, but I haven't come across this Yushalmi yet in Perakama the Tainus. I already saw this on Monday, so I thought maybe I'll get to it because I'm behind. So either Parakama is a mistake, or I'll let you know as we go through it. It's only about 30 blot, the whole thing. But that's what it's. So I'm not sure where this Yerushalmi is, but it has to be somewhere because the Bir Halacha says, Uve emes hama'ayin sham heitiv. That means he saw it. So it's got to be Yerushalmi somewhere. The question is, where the exact Maramakam is, and we'll stay tuned for that. But now this is the Darkei Moshe. So if you look up, the Ramaz comes from his own peers, the Darkei Moshe. And when you look up the Darkei Moshe, right here, then the Reish Nun Aleph, he writes, what is going on? Stam, not anything specific. Uvimedrish Parsha's Kisazriya, that's this week's Parsha. Mashma, The Ein Karin Bekisve Kodesh Min HaMincha L'mayla Avol Shainin V'darshin B'hem. That you don't read Kisve Kodesh from Mincha and onwards, but you could learn and darshin them. V'im Tzorich Lo'idover Livdek V'idek Achrav. And if you find something you got to look into, you could go check. So that's a medrash in this week's parasha. V'nir Ali says the Ramah HaTam Mishum Shum Mamshich V'yizvatel Milohachin Tzorche Shabbos. Because you might get schlepped into it and be mevatel from Tzarchei Shabbos. V'chein amru v'gemara le'inyin kriyase v'shabbos. You find the Gemara talks about not reading ksuvim on Shabbos. So he says that this is a similar thing. So that's the lashon of the Ramah. Now, says, let's see, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? V'chein b'medrash hamuva b'darkei Moshe yira lehedja da'ayri b'shabbos v'loy b'arav Shabbos. So Be'alacha says, if you look in the Yerushalmi, and you look in the Medrash, it's talking about Shabbos, not talking about Arab Shabbos, right? Not laying ksuvim, reading ksuvim on Shabbos. V'tzarech leimer b'medrash, ela min ha-mincha l'maylo, k'may shekasu ha-mefarshim. So we have the Darkei Moshe says, ein karam b'kisei kodesh min ha-mincha l'maylo. He says it's supposed to say Ella min ha-mincha l'mayla. I mean, don't do it all day. Only min ha-mincha l'mayla. Now, as it gets close to Shabbos, then you can get involved in ksuvim. The beginning of the day, you shouldn't get involved. You might get schlepped in. So says the Bir Halacha that both sources are talking about on Shabbos itself, not to get too schlepped into the learning. Hadin shel ha-mahu emes. We find in last siman Reish Nun that they went and they cut the vegetables and they chopped the wood, right? So they're a mevatel from the learning. So it's MS, the halacha, but he's saying that if you look in the sources of the Medrash and the Yerushalmi, they're not really talking about Shabbos. I mean, Arab Shabbos, they're talking about Shabbos itself. So he's sort of asking a question, like these sources aren't really right. Now, the Darkei Moshe himself, when he brings the Medrash, then he says, V'nir li atam mishum shum mamshich v'yisvato melohachin tzarche Shabbos. He sounds like he is learning the Medrash, he's talking about Arab Shabbos, but the Bir Halacha is telling us that if you look at the Mashmaos of the Medrash itself, doesn't seem to be Arab Shabbos. So that's just an interesting thing. Now, one last interesting thing here before we go on to the next siman is really on the Bir Halacha on the page before, the last Bir Halacha on the page, about 10, 11 lines up, Afilu Misaper Yisrael. And here he says, the Bir Halacha says, it's always good to have the Mara Mekaymus of where, you know, the Mishnah Berurah talks about random things that have no shaykhis, you know, like on the first page of Hilchos Shabbos, he talked about paying your worker on time, and eitzes to get out of that, don't take it, so you're not mechuyev, so then you'll have money to use for Shabbos instead of paying him. So here's another random thing, and this is talking about the inyan of payas, of cutting off your payas. Agav dairinim binyan tasbairis, he says, Reisi, once we're talking about haircuts, Reisi lahaskar inyan echa masha eza mihamoy nechsholim boi bavinisena rabim, vuhu beinyan isra da kafas payas harosh, uchamoy shavar, and he goes through and he says, it's a dairaisa of cutting off the payas of your head, and he says, yeshaimrim, some hold that the payas harosh are more chamer than the beard, because a beard you're only over if you use a razor. But some Rishonim hold that payas you're over even if you use a misparayim ke'entar, even if you use a scissors like a razor, you shave it off. So regularly a shaver, as long as it's not a razor, it's a scissor action, and your beard is not a problem, only a tar. By the payas is a machlokes. There's the Yeshaimrim, the Shulchan Aruch, if I remember correctly, over there in Yerodea is machmer, I think, but there is for sure a daya. So he says, Mimela, even if you use a misparayim kentar, using a scissors that gets a close cut, da'ainu samach lebesari. What does it mean, a scissors like a razor? A razor gets you straight down to the root and gets straight down to the skin. So using a scissors that also gets very close to the skin. V'shira peyo, where's the peyo? Kimineget tzar shabatachtei ba'lamata min ha'ozen. So it's from the hair that's by your forehead, and it goes down below the ear, like to the bone. Makom shalechi atachtei yaitzei. That's where the cheekbone is. Umisparet sham. and all the width of the hair b'makom zeh, you have to make sure not to cut it off. It's all called peyos harayish. From the bone and down, that's already called beard. So from the bone and down, you can shave with as long as not a razor, or whatever is considered a razor. But from here and up, there are shitas that hold that anything that's a misparayim kain tar is a problem. Uchamavur calls elik, it says in Siman Kuf Hey Aleph. And this iser is not only for the one who does it, it's for the makif and the nikif, the one who gives the haircut and one who gets the haircut. People cut their payas down all the way to the skin, to the flesh, and they only have anything at all. Now the Mishmaruah says here, now this is also a big machlokes. So machlokes, how much do you have to leave? What's called that it's not, that you didn't cut off your payas? How much hair do you have to leave? So the chumra dikashita is, like you find by a nazir, the Mishnayis in nazir, when it talks about over there, what's called cutting off all the hair of the nazir, or things like that, is kedei lakuf roishoy leikroy. So it means it has to be long enough that you could take the head of it and bend it over to the root and make like a loop. That's how big it has to be. That's already a little bit of a shear. I don't know, they give shear from 5 millimeters, 8 millimeters. I don't know exactly what the shear is, but it is a shear. It's not just a little bit. It has to, it's mamish, you have to be able to bend it over. That's the chumra dika shear. Others argue, and they say, what do you mean? If it's misparayim ke'ein tar is the iser, meaning the iser is to do, yes, using a scissors is a problem, but the scissors like a razor. A razor gets straight down to the skin. So as long as you didn't get straight down to the skin and you left something over, you didn't do ke'ein tar. You didn't do ke'ein tar. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah here, now, whether he's saying this because this is what he holds b'halacha, or he's saying, if they don't want to be over on this or their raisa, at least do the following. In other words, the Chachmas Adam, I think, Beferish says you don't have to have kedei lok of ikran, as long as you leave over something. The Mishnah Berurah, when he says over here, v'ayolem l'shara kaponim ksas min aksas, does that mean that's what he holds l'halacha l'chatzchila, or he's going upset at the people who are cutting everything off, say, chach, at least, you know, do a little bit, so you're not over according to all shitas, right? So it's hard to know what he's saying, but at least that much. But, and then he says, v'yoyseh b'zeh yesh mehabacharim, shebei shasaper mesaper roishoi, he's saying the part over here that's by the ear, right, the sideburn, right, he says people think that's not the part of the payas, right? They think this is the payas, what we call the payas. What is this? This is on my cheek. So that, I don't know why Dafka the Bachrim, I don't know exactly what the what this story was. The Bachrim, when the barber's cutting their hair, he cuts off. Who's the he? Is it the Bachar or is it the barber? In other words, is the barber doing the hair and the Bachar is like doing the sideburns? I'm not clear exactly, and why Dafka the Bachrim? But obviously this was something that he was dealing with, and they think that's not called the Peya. Peya's on the top. And it's a lav on the Nikov also. Valkane, he says, even if the barber is a guy, so you'll say, well, I'm not doing anything, right? Right? I'm not doing anything. No, you have an iser not to have your payas taken off. So you have to tell him, Lazhira Shaliga Baklaw Bimokamahu, don't touch that part. Begam Bimarichot, now, even if you're in the bathhouse, in the old days, the bathhouse is where you got your haircut. So in the bathhouse, you're not allowed to say halachas, right? It depends on which room in the bathhouse, but you're not allowed to say anything. But even if the merchot's mutu lehafsikas ha-mesapish le-igalech mokam ha-hu, im yu devarm nishmai lech mavur le-el besimen pei-hei, dechdei lafrushe me-isr mutu afilu be-merchot. Over there, it talks about talking divrei Torah in the merchot. So he said, if you come and be mafri someone me-isura, so then you're allowed to say it. I wonder if I remember correctly, in simen pei-hei over there, when he says it, is this his example? Simon Pei Hey, when he talks about being mafresh, Mizam Le Shom Lafresh is over Aser Mafresh. No, he doesn't say. I thought he gives the example, but I guess not. I gives a different example over there. He's talking about over there, if you see someone getting a haircut, Erev Pesach after Chatzos, so you're allowed to tell him or not, in the Merchot or not. But he doesn't give this example, I don't see offhand. Okay, so this is a Agavdika place where the Mishnah Berurah talks about over here, the Inyan of Payas. Okay, let's just at least start Reish Lambeis. We'll read the Mechaber at least.
He just says, I don't like it. That's like, he's just saying, I don't like it.
He's saying, okay, if that'll work. But he's saying, if it doesn't work, you have to see the guy, don't do it, you know. Again, I don't know exactly, you know. The barbers always don't pay attention. You don't like it. Okay, no, you don't like it. It's the style. I mean, here's to be mafreshim from Yisuri. You know, you want him to stop, so. Okay, Reishon Beis. Dim alachas hamutarim v'asurim l'haskel b'Erev Shabbos k'dei she'inim gemarim b'Shabbos. What's mutar nasur to start Erev Shabbos and it finishes, continues on Shabbos. V'vay zayin sifim. Aleph. Mutar l'haskel b'malacha b'Erev Shabbos samal chashecha. You're allowed to start a malacha on Erev Shabbos even close to Shabbos. Afal b'sheinu yachal l'goymra mi'ba'oy joim. Even though it won't be completed mi'ba'oy joim v'hi nigmra me'eleha b'Shabbos. You start the process, but the process continues on its own on Shabbos. It's mutter. Kegoin. What's the case? Lishrois d'yoy v'sammonim b'mayim. You're going to soak dye and all different types of ingredients and stuff in the water, and it's going to turn into ink or whatever it's going to turn into. V'heim nishrim kol haShabbos. Now, you start it. You put it on. You do it. We'll see exactly what the case is. But on Shabbos, this is usher. Either it's usher because it's called megabel, because when you mix it together, it's like lush, you're making into a mush, or it's usher because of tzeveya. There's different isurim what would be usher to do on Shabbos. But if you start at an Erev Shabbos, even though it continues the process on its own, on Shabbos it's not a problem. The law says, unim shall pishton l'tanur k'dei she'islabnu. You put in bundles of flax into a oven in order to whiten it. The law says, semer l'soicha yoyre shen aleish. You put in wool into a pot to dye it, even that when it's not on the fire. V'toicha betit, and it's also sealed with some type of clay or cement, as we'll see why. Shim hi aleish aser shem yichate. If it's on the fire, there's another problem. You might stoke the coals because you might notice that it's, or you might think that it's not, it's dying down and it's not going to work so well. So therefore, you might stoke it just like a regular pot of food. It's the same idea. And even if it's not on the fire, but if you're able to look into the pot and you're able to do something in the pot, it's not sealed, we're afraid you'll look in and then you'll take a spoon and start mixing it. So those things have a zeitige problem that you might come to do something. But the actual process of what's happening is not a problem. So if you take care of the shemi yechate, because it's not on the fire, and you take care of the problem that you won't mix it because you seal it, so the fact that it's working on Shabbos and producing, making the dyeing the tzemer is not a problem. And by mixing it, you would be chai v'altz mevashel. Fine. So, but that's just side things. The ikker heter here is that even though the process is continuing on Shabbos, not a problem. You're allowed to spread out traps and Erev Shabbos, and the animals get caught on Shabbos. That's not a problem. Umutur limchar lein Yehudi. You're allowed to sell things to a guy. And even give it to him, put it on his shoulder to take out of your house right before Shabbos. He has to at least leave your house. Says the Ramah, some say the guy could even take it out on Shabbos. If he had a place which belongs now to the guy to keep his things, so he's taking out from his own house. We had this concept before a little bit. And Bez Hashem, next time we'll go through the Mishnah Berurah and see the details of this sif.